主后2010年4月18日，太平间马阿国纪念教会信徒19会，讲道者永尼教师，讲道的题目犹太托拉教育第2堂第2讲。
For our last session,
最后一堂课。
Oh, isn't that always sad to say last session?
啊，每次讲这最后一堂，我都觉得很难过。
I always hate saying that because I have so much fun. Your faces are great.
Yeah, 而且呢，我也很不喜欢说这是最后一堂课，因为我觉得很好玩。然后各位的脸哈，真的很漂亮。
Truly, sometimes I think I'm really the most privileged because I get to see the beauty of all your faces.
因为常常我觉得我是最有荣幸的这一位，因为我可以看见每一张这么美丽的脸孔。
And I don't say that wherever I go. I don't say that wherever I go. Your faces are beautiful.
You don't say that wherever.
I don't say that wherever.
哦，意思不是说他不是到哪里都跟人家这样说的。
Truly.
你们的脸真的很美，这样。
I apologize. I don't have a PowerPoint for this last session.
啊，我要道歉一下，就是。这最后一堂课呢，我没有做投影片。
Some things are just hard to put into images.
有一些东西也很难用这种图片来表达。
And the last passage I want to explore together is Isaiah chapter 58.
而我最后要跟各位一起来研讨的经文是以赛亚书58章。
I'd like to begin by reading the whole chapter.
所以我们要将整章来看过一次。
Up until let's see.Until verse 12, don't read verse 13.
Okay, 我们是从第一节来看到第十二节。
As we're turning there, we will try to stop early so that there is time for the Q&A.
好，在翻圣经的时候，我也报告一下，我们就是早一点结束，那会留时间做问题的回答。
But just in case somebody might have one or two questions, there will be some time.
所以如果各位有问题的话，会有回答问题的时间。
And maybe God will give us some answers. I don't know. We'll see.
啊，说不定神还会给我们答案，我也不知道。我们等着瞧吧。
So please read Isaiah chapter 58:1-12.
好，请我们一起来读以赛亚书58章1到12节。哎，我们用起印的方式好不好？就是我读一节，各位读一节，这样。啊，可以哈。好，那我先读第一，我单数节，各位读双数节，然后我们从第一节读到第十二节。你要大声喊叫，不可止息，扬起身来，好像吹角，向我百姓说明他们的过犯，向雅各家说明他们的罪恶。哎，我们这个有点像轮唱。好，来，等一下还需要一个指挥。他们说我们进食，你为何不看见呢？我们刻苦己心，你为何不理会呢？看啊，你们进食的日子，人求利益，勒逼人为你们做苦工，以凶恶的拳头打人。你们今日进食，不得使你们的声音听闻于上。这样进食，岂是我所拣选使人刻苦己心的日子吗？岂是叫人垂头像苇子，用麻布和炉灰铺在他以下吗？你这可称为进食，为耶和华所悦纳的日子吗？我所拣选的进食，不是要松开凶恶的绳，解下恶上的锁，使被欺压的得自由，折断一切的恶吗？不是要把你的饼分给饥饿的人，将漂流的穷人接到你家中，垫赤身的给他衣服遮体，顾恤自己的骨肉而不掩藏吗？这样你的光就必发现如早晨的光，你所得的医治要速速发明，你的公义必在你前面行，耶和华的荣光必作你的后盾。那时你求告耶和华必应允，你呼求他必说我在这里。你若从你中间除掉重恶和指摘人的指头，并发恶言的事， 你心若向饥饿的人发怜悯，使困苦的人得满足，你的光就必在黑暗中发现，你的幽暗必变如正午。耶和华也必时常引导你，在干旱之地使你心满意足，骨头强壮。你必像浇灌的园子，又像水流不绝的泉源。那些出于你的人必修造久已荒废之处，你要建立拆毁垒带的根基。你必称为补破口的和重修路径与人居住的。 Amen.
Amen. So lovely to hear you reading the word of God like that.
Reading or eating?
Both. reading.
很高兴能够听到你们像这样来读神的话。
So the background to this passage is Leviticus chapter 23.
这一段经文的背景呢是利未记二十三章。
This chapter in Isaiah 58,
以赛亚书五十八章
has essentially three parts to it.
主要有三个部分。
That correlate to three holy days that are taught to us in Leviticus 23.
跟利未记二十三章所教导给我们的三个节期相关。
For time's sake, we won't turn to Leviticus 23.
因为时间的缘故，我们就不翻到利未记二十三章了。
But let me just mention them, and you can read them more later.
但是让我跟各位稍微提一下，那以后你们回家可以自己读。
The chapter opens by God proclaiming to Israel, "These are my appointed times."
那一章呢？一开始神就对以色列百姓宣告说，这是我所定的时间。
Now those, often that's translated as these are my feasts, or my festivals.
那常常我们把它翻译成为这些就是我所定的节期。
And they are days such as Shabbat and Passover and Pentecost.
比方说这个Shabbat 安息日，还有逾越节，然后五旬节，祝棚节。
But the Hebrew word for feast,That is translated feast literally means appointed time.
那希伯来文我们翻成节期的这个字呢，它的字面的意义就是所定的时刻，所定的时间。
And it's a chapter in the Word of God where God gives us his yearly calendar.
所以在这一章里面，神把他一年的这个月历给予我们。
Meaning that the eternal God, master of the universe, wants to meet with his people.
也就是说，这位永恒的神，创造宇宙的这位上帝，他渴望跟他的百姓相遇见面。
He has created time and he wants to meet intimately with his people on specific dates.
而且呢，他创造了时间，他也拣选一些特定的日子时候，要跟他的百姓有一个亲密的相遇。
He says that these are my, meaning God's appointed time.
他那里清楚说，这是我所定的时间，也就是神他自己所定下的时间。
Which you Israel are to proclaim.
而你以色列要宣告这些节期。
Now, people throughout the world, specifically Christians, think that these days belong to the Jewish people.
那世界各地的基督徒呢都认为说啊，这些节期就是犹太人的嘛。
And they think that it has nothing to do with their lives because they're Jewish festivals.
啊，他们认为这些节期跟他们的生命没有关系，因为这是犹太的庆典，犹太的节期。
Well, that's tragedy.
但这样的想法是很悲剧的。
Because they don't belong just to us Jewish people.
因为这些节期不光是属于犹太人的。
They are the appointments of the eternal God with his people.
因为这是这位永恒的神跟他的百姓所定下的时间。
And they're given to the people of Israel to proclaim to the rest of the nation.
而且赐给以色列的百姓是要向列国宣告的。
And yet people don't show up to these appointments in time.
然而人们却没有遵守这些神所定的时候。
That's why it's tragic.
所以悲剧性就在这里。
Because the Eternal One is present in time, ready to meet with us face to face.
因为这位永恒的神，他是存在于时间中的，而他定下这些时间，他自己说他预备好，在这些节期里面要来跟他的百姓相会。
ready, present for the power of the Spirit to transform lives.
预备好了，而且他的灵的全能在这些时候要来转化人的生命。
And believers in Yeshua usually miss these appointments in time.
然而相信耶稣的这些信徒们通常都错过了这些节期。
Because they say they belong to the Jewish people and have nothing to do with that.
因为他们认为这些节期是犹太人的节期，跟我们无关。
No, this calendar is kingdom time.
不，这一个月历，这个历法是神国度的时间表。
And all who would desire to see the face of God would take hold of these appointments in time.
那些渴慕能够见到神的面的人，要抓住这些时候。
But well, usually people are quite busy.
但是通常人们太忙碌了。
I have more important things to do.
啊，我还有更重要的事要办。
And they find their own calendar, and they find their own free time.
所以呢，他们有他们自己的时间表，他们有他们自己的所谓自由的时候。
And said, "Well, Monday has a lot of time. I think I'll take Monday. That'll be my Sabbath."
好，所以他们说啊，礼拜一我有时间，所以我就用礼拜一做我的安息日好了。
Or maybe Tuesday. After all, it's just meeting with God. He's always here with us, right?
啊，或许礼拜二吧。啊，毕竟什么叫与神见相遇呀？他一直都与我同在的，不是吗
？It's not.That's our calendar. That's not God's calendar.
不过，那个定下来的这些节期不是我们的历法，是神的历法。
To meet with God, we meet with Him on His appointed time.
所以要跟神约会，要在他所定的时间里。
Now, this passage in Isaiah 58 correlates with three of those appointments in time.
所以以赛亚书五十八章。跟三个定下来的节期有关。
Because it's the moon, the calendar follows the moon. It usually lands around September, October.
因为历法呢是随着月亮在定的，所以通常这个是在九月或十月。
It's the seventh month of the Hebrew calendar.
在希伯来的月历里头呢是第七个月。
And the first day of the seventh month is the day of shofar. You blow the shofar ram's horn.
在第七个月的第一天就是吹角节，你要吹角。
And that's what we find in verse 1 of Isaiah 58.
那这是我们以赛亚书58章第一节所看见的。
He is the prophet is alluding to this day. Good idea. Wait a minute, we're drinking. Sorry. The prophet is alluding to this appointment in time by saying, lift up your voice,And call out like a shofar.
好，所以先知呢，借着这个节期的日子，跟百姓们说，你要扬起身来，好像吹角。
Well, that's what we do on that appointment of time. We gather as a community and we hear the ram's horn.
是的，在吹角节的时候呢，我们就这整个的社区，就是说这群百姓都会聚集起来，然后我们听吹角的声音。
It's very special. Why? Well, that's for another study, perhaps.
这件事情很特别，不过为什么呢？可能要另外的讲座来讲。
But here, God is speaking to the prophet and he's saying, lift up your voice loud.Like a shofar.
但是在这里，神对先知说：“你要对百姓宣告说，你要扬起身来，大声喊叫，就像吹角一样。”
So if you ever heard a shofar being blown properly, it is very powerful.
如果呢，你听到人家正确的来在吹角的时候，那个角声真的是大有能力的。
The power enters your body and you feel it in your goosebumps. Like that.
Well, my imagination is strong here.
That's good.
那个脚声呢，大到呢，好像能够充满你的整个身体，然后你都会起鸡皮疙瘩了。
For at Mount Sinai, when God spoke, we heard a shofar being blown from heaven with God's voice.
因为在西乃山，当神说话的时候，我们似乎听见从天上。吹响的这个号角声。
Only now in Isaiah, he is saying, "Call to my people of their iniquity, their rebellion, their transgression."
但是在以赛亚书五十八章的时候，神就告诉先知，你要向我的百姓说明他们的过犯，说明他们的罪恶。
And to the house of Jacob of their sins.
向雅各家说明他们的罪恶。
That's the beginning for the rest of the chapter.
所以这是这五十八章的起头。
But it's very interesting that he says the house of Jacob.
但很有意思的是，他提到雅各家。
Usually, when you have your name changed, you have a new name, and that's your new name.
通常，当一个人的名字改了以后，你就有一个新的名字，那新的名字就是你的名字。
And you live with your new name, and no one calls you by your old name.
那现在呢，人们就会叫你新的名字，而不会叫你旧的名字。
All except for Jacob.
但是在此除了雅各以外
，He receives the transformational blessing.
他已经领受到祝福带来的生命的转化。
His new name is Israel.
因为他有一个新名叫以色列。
And forevermore, sometimes he will be called Jacob, and sometimes Israel.
但是有时候呢，我们看见他被称为雅各，有时候被称为以色列。
When he speaks and acts in the nature of Jacob, he is called Jacob.
因为当他的言行是出于雅各的本性的时候，他就被叫雅各。
And when he lives in the voice of Israel, he is called Israel.
但是当他活出以色列的声音、生命的时候，他就被称为以色列。
But it's the same people.
但是是同一个人。
It's not two names.
不是两个人。
And here the prophet is instructed by God, call to the house of Jacob.
现在神只是先知。要对雅各家来说话
They have a problem.
因为他们问题大了
And now from verse 2 to verse 12
然后从第二节到第十二节
That problem will be discussed in a very, well, profound way.
神用一个很深奥的方式来跟他看他们讨论这个雅各家的问题
And there will be a wordplay that reoccurs.
那在这一章里面呢会有很多玩文字游戏的地方
And that wordplay alludes to, this, to another appointed time
那这个文字游戏呢也带领我们进入到另外一个神所定的节期
On the first of the seventh month is the day of trumpets
在第七个月的第一天是吹角节
And then on the tenth of the seventh monthis the day of atonement.
然后第七个月的第十天是赎罪日。
And the day of atonement, God gives us basically one instruction.
那在赎罪日里神基本上只给一个指示。
It's there in chapter 23 of Leviticus, you can read it yourself.
这个记载在利未记第二十三章。
But basically the instruction is, Initim et Nishotechem, and that is translated in many ways.
那基本上呢这个指示就是那翻译成很多不同的方式
You got me this time Oh, I love my AU Anitim can be translated as to be humble to be afflicted and to be poor and it can be translated as given
Not too long One by one
Okay, humble
好，那个第一个希伯来文呢，被翻译成谦卑
，or afflicted，
或者是受苦
，or to be poor，
或者是贫穷
，or it can mean to give an answer，
或者也可以被翻成给一个答案。
And then nefesh is translated as soul, but it means your whole living being, who you are.
另外，这个希伯来文 nefesh。常常被翻译成灵魂，但是指的是你的全人。
So it is for this reason, because it's quite a dynamic instruction.
那为了这个理由，因为这一个指示是相当强有力的。
It's been interpreted to be a fast day. You fast on this day.
所以通常被翻译成为在这一个日子，就是赎罪日呢，你要进食。
Make yourself like a poor man who has no bread and you do not eat.
让你自己好像一个穷人没有面包吃那你就不吃
However, the meaning of the word also means to give an answer
然而这个字的意思也有 给出一个答案的意思
And so it's quite difficult to know exactly what is God asking us to do
因此我们很难在这里确定说那神是要叫我们做什么呢
On one hand it seems that he's saying make yourself like a poor man
一方面好像他在对我们说，你自己呢要刻苦，就好像一个穷人一样。
And then on the other hand, it seems like God is saying, give an answer to your life.
但是同时好像神在对我们说，你要对自己的生命给一个回应，给一个答案。
Well, that implies that there's a question being asked.
那如果要给答案，一定是要先有问题。
And these, the variations of this word is going to be used again and again from verse 2 to verse 12.
所以从第二节到十二节呢，这些不同的字眼就不断被使用。
Together with being with the interpretation of a fast.
而且呢，也跟就是很多人把它翻成禁食这样子的一个翻译同时使用。
So the basic idea is that this is a day for you to listen to yourself.
因此基本上赎罪日就是神定的一个日子，要你能够仔细来聆听你自己。
In humility.
用谦卑，在谦卑当中来聆听自己。
As an individual.
身为一个人。
But then also as a community.
这是说个人如此，然后整个团体也是如此。
And when the community has serious problems,
当一个团体遇到了严重的问题
Well, what do you do about it? How do you respond to the problem?
你是怎么回应这个问题的
Well, Yom Kippur or the Day of Atonement is a time for just that.
那赎罪日的目的就在于此
Atonement asks the people to think about what's most important in life.
所以赎罪日这一天就问百姓们在你的生命当中什么是最重要的
The answer of course is life itself in us
那当然回答就是当然是我的生命生命最重要了
Your life is what is most precious to God
因为对神而言你的生命就是最重要最宝贵的
Can you give a price tag to that?
你可以给你的生命定一个价码吗
Can you buy another person's life?
你可以用钱去买另外一个人的生命吗
No, heaven forbid, you cannot.
不,不行的,没有办法这样做。
Well, tragically, humanity doesn't always realize that.
然而,很悲剧性的,人并不常明白这一点。
People often sell their bodies.
人们也常常贩卖自己的身体。
And still, cultures, many cultures today still buy slaves.
那今天世界上很多文化还有贩卖奴隶这样的事。
And the Day of Atonement is for us to ask the question of what's most important.
所以在赎罪日里面是让我们问自己什么是我生命中最重要的事的时刻。
It's as though God is asking us.That question.
就如同是神在问我们这个问题
And he wants us, the community, to give the answer.
然后他要我们这整个团体一起来回答这个问题
Not to God, he of course already knows.
不是回答神，因为神已经知道了
But to ourselves.
而是对我们自己
And that's the background to this passage.
所以这个就是五十八章的一个背景
That's on the 10th day of the 7th month.
这是第七个月里面的第十天赎罪日
Then on the 15th day of the 7th month
然后第七个月的第十五天
is another appointed time
是另外一个神所定的日子
And that will be alluded to in verse 13 and 14 of Isaiah 58
那这个跟以赛亚书58章13节14节有关
Alluded to not by name but by the nature of the appointed time The allusion is not by name but the nature of the day
好这个呢这种就是把它比喻过来的跟名字没有关系而是跟这一天这个日子的本质有关。
And that's the Feast of Tabernacles, but we will not study that together right now.
这个是关乎祝棚节但是我们今天不研究。
So with all that in mind,
好现在有这些资讯。
The focus of this day, of this passage,
这一篇经文的重点
is when the people of God are meeting together as a community.
就是当神的百姓一起聚集的时候
on God's appointed time.
在神所定的日子
But that appointed time is the Day of Atonement.
那这一个日子呢这个神所定的日子就是赎罪日这天
And they are fasting.
所以他们在进食
But apparently they do not know what is truly important and precious.
但显然他们不真的知道在生命中什么才是真正最重要最宝贵的。
And therefore that is their sin.
因此这就成了他们的罪。
Remember to sin is to miss the mark.
记得我们讲过，犯罪就是没有正中靶心。
It's one thing for an individual to miss the mark.
个人没有正中靶心是一件事。
But this is a community missing the mark together.
但是一群人啊，整个整体一起错过了或没有正中靶心，又是另外一回事。
So God through the prophet,
因此神通过先知
is speaking to the community,
就对这一个群体来说话。
And he begins in verse 2,
在第二节开始。
And surprisingly, God is sarcastic.
很奇妙的，神是口气是相当讽刺的哦。
He starts describing a community that sounds fabulous.
他呢就开始描述一群听起来真的是很棒的一群人。
The people are eager. They seem eager to know my ways.
哦，他们天天寻求我，他们好像很热切的要明白我的道。
As though they're a nation that does what is right.
似乎是行义的国民。
And they do not break any of God's commandments.
而且不离弃他们神的典章。
For indeed they take pleasure, great pleasure.And being near to God.
而且呢，他们非常喜悦来亲近神。
They don't leave me.
他们也不离弃我。
And they are a righteous people.
他们是公义的百姓。
Oh, really?
哦，真的是这样吗？
And verse 2 is being very sarcastic.
所以第二节的那个口气呢，其实是相当反讽的。
For he is describing what the community thinks about itself.
因为他在这里描述的是这一群人自以为是的地方，他们自以为自己是这样。
This is what the people think. This is how they are. We are righteous. We're doing what's right.
他们自认为自己是这样，是公义的，做的这些事都对的。
We take pleasure in knowing the ways of God.
我们呢很喜悦来亲近神的。
As we think he's so near to us.
因为我们认为神跟我们靠得很近。
But we have a problem.
但是问题来了。
And that is in verse 3.
在第三节里。
We are a righteous community, but where is God? He seems so far away.
我们是这样公义的一群百姓，但是神在哪里呢？似乎非常的遥远。
We start lifting our face up and say, well, God, look, we're fasting. Don't you see? We're fasting.
所以呢，我们开始扬起我们的脸说，哎，神啊，我们在进食耶，你难道不知道我们在进食吗？
We do what you say to do, but you don't show up.
我们做了你告诉我们要做的事，可是你竟然没有出现。
Why do we fast and you don't see?
为什么我们进食你看不见呢？
We've humbled ourselves and you haven't even noticed.
我们这样刻苦己心谦卑自己，但是你好像一点都没注意到。
So that's the cry of the people.
这是那群人心中的哭求。
And therefore it's a question.
因此有一个问题。
And so now God is responding to this cry of the people.
那么神就对他们这样的呼求做了一个回应。
And he asked them, is that what you call a day for fasting?
他就问他们说，这是你们称为禁食的日子吗？
You're doing all that.
你们做了那些。
But when you're fasting, you exploit your workers.
但是你们在禁食的日子还是剥削你的员工。
Meaning you give yourself rest and the opportunity to be very religious.
你让你自己休息，然后外貌敬虔。
You're being very, very pious.
看起来相当的敬虔。
But you're turning your workers into slaves.
但是呢，你却让你的员工像奴隶一般。
Is this what you call a fast?
这就是你所称为的禁食嘛。
When you finish your fast, what is the state of your life?
当你禁食完了之后，那么你生命的光景又是如何呢？
You enter this building and you become very pious, but what happens when you leave the door?
当你进入到这个建筑物，你的外貌是相当敬虔的，可是你离了这栋建筑物之后又如何呢？
The moment you step out, you turn to fighting striking one another.
当你一踏出这里，你就开始彼此攻击。
So the people are living such a religious and pious life.
所以当说这一群人过着外貌敬虔的日子。
Filled with prayer and fasting.
他们既祷告又进食。
But how are they truly living one to the other?
但是他们彼此之间是如何相待的呢？
And that's why he's speaking to the house of Jacob and not the house of Israel.
所以在这里他是对雅各家来说话，而不是对以色列家。
But what does Israel mean?
因为以色列是什么意思呢？
This is what we didn't say yesterday.
我们昨天没有告诉各位这个意思。
The meaning of Israel is told very clearly in Genesis 32.
在创世纪32章有把以色列的意思清楚点出来。
For you wrestle and persevere with both God and man, and you are able.
因为你与人与神较力，你都得胜了，你有这样的能力。
In other words, you don't just have your feet on the ground and forget everything about God.
换句话说，你不是双足立在地上，然后把神的事完全忘掉。
And you don't just live in the clouds and forget about man.
但是你也不是就活在云端，然后把属世的人的事情全给忘了。
No, in your daily living, you persevere in your relationship, you struggle, you wrestle with God.
不在你每天的生活里面呢，你忍耐，而且你跟神啊、哦、的关系上面呢，你就是在那边摔跤，持续下去。
You're not afraid to ask the hard questions.
而且呢，你也不害怕去提出一些困难的问题。
Your faith in God is not challenged by unanswered difficult questions.
Your faith
in God is not challenged by unanswered questions.
所以有一些问题，虽然你有一些问题没有得到回应，但是也不因为这样来撼动你对神的信心。
You have a real relationship with God.
所以你跟神有一个真实的关系。
But you are also real in humanity. You relate with people.
但是你的人性也很真。你跟别人也能够互动建立关系。
You also wrestle and persevere with people.
所以在跟人之间人际关系里面，你同时呢也是有这样的一个忍耐。
And you are able.
而且有能力。
You're able to live both with God and humanity at the same time.
所以你可以同时有这样的能力与神同住也与人同住。
And here the community, they're being very pious.Always praying and fasting.
所以我们现在看到有一群人，一个团体，他们的外貌相当俊贤，常常在祷告，在进食。
While their workers slave for them.
但是他们的员工却是他们的奴隶。
And love has grown so cold that they strike one another.
然后他们里面的爱呢，变得如此的冷淡，因此彼此相咬相吞。
And God asks, is that what you call a fast?
所以神在这里问他们说，这就是你所称为的禁食吗？
Is that what you think it means to worship me?
你认为这个是敬拜我吗？
Reading your Bibles and praying and fasting and so forth and so forth.
读经、祷告、禁食，然后这些等等。
But yet your relationships still remain broken and ferocious.
然而你的关系还是破碎的，而且还是凶残的。
Your fasting ends with wicked fists.Verse 4.
第四节，你们进食却是以凶恶的拳头来打人。
At the end of verse 4, he says, you cannot fast like that and expect your voice to be heard on high.
所以第四节他说，当你们像这样在做进食的时候，就不要期待你们的声音能够听闻于上。
Meaning you can't expect God to hear your prayers if you're living like that.
换句话说，如果你的生活是像这样，你不要期待神听你的祷告。
And then verse 5, he goes on.
然后第五节继续。
He says, this is the kind of fast I have chosen.
说，这就是我所拣选的禁食。
Sorry, I meant to say verse 6.
啊，对不起，是第六节。
Verse 6.Is not this the kind of fast I have chosen?
他说，我所拣选的禁食不是这样子的吗？
And then he goes on to describe a way of living.
所以接下来他就把一种生活的方式向我们描述出来。
To loose the chains of injustice.
要松开这个不公平的绳索。
And untie the cords of the yoke.
然后解下轭上的锁。
To set the slave free.
是做奴隶的能够得到自由。
Meaning our worship is to result with true freedom.
也就是说我们的敬拜真实的敬拜要带出的结果是真自由。
Freedom for ourselves.
从我们自己的生命得到自由。
And freedom for all those around us.
以及从我们周边的人当中得到自由。
Meaning stop being so pious and ignoring the people around you.
所以意思就是说你不要在外貌如此的敬虔但是却漠视你周围的人。
It is the relationships around us that expresses true worship, in which we express true worship.
因为是在于我们跟周遭人的关系才能够表达出真实的敬拜。
Yes, this refers to literal slavery.
是的当这段经文也指到就是真实的就是真正的那种奴隶。
But as we learn from Egypt, you can still live in abundance and still be a slave.
但是从埃及的经历里面我们可以学一个功课你可以活在富裕的环境当中但是依然是一个奴隶。
People live not realizing they are actually slaves.
人们这样活着没有自觉自己是个奴隶。
And this is the purpose of bringing forth the life and light of Yeshua.
所以这个目的就是要带出耶稣的生命跟耶稣的光。
But then not just to stop there and preaching the gospel, but to disciple in the gospel.
所以不光只是传福音，而是要用福音来门训。
And in people's lives to take off the yoke from their shoulders.
好叫人们的生命当中真的能够把这个轭从肩上卸下。
And bring forth true freedom in our daily living as a community.
在我们社群的生活当中每天的生活当中能够经历真实的自由。
In verse 7 he continues.
第七节继续。
Is it not to share your food with the hungry?
难道不是要把你的饼分给饥饿的人
and to provide the poor wanderer with his shelter?
将漂流的穷人接到你家中。
Well, wait a minute, he's talking about a fast.
哎等等这不是在讲禁食吗
I thought a fast is when you don't eat any food.
我以为禁食就是不吃食物怎么讲到这个饼呢
But now God is saying a true fast
但是在这里神说真正的禁食
is when you take food and you feed the hungry
就是把你的食物拿去喂养那饥饿的人
Now that's not often what we think about
但是我们通常不这样想
Fasting gives us the ability to have a little idea of what it means to not have bread to eat
所以当我们进食的时候我们稍微可以体会那没东西吃的滋味。
And the service that God asks of us is to see those in the community who are in need.
所以神在这里向我们求的就是要打开眼睛看见我们的群体当中那些需要的人。
You don't need to go across the world to another country you have in your own community.
你不需要到遥远的国外去找这样饥饿的人他们就在我们的社群当中
Those who are in need.
那些有欠缺有缺乏的人
And the true fast
而真实的进食
results in me seeing the needs of my brothers and sisters
是我能够看见我弟兄姊妹们的需要
so that I can bring forth a blessing to them
好叫我能够把祝福带给他们
But and feed them when they are in need
然后当他们需要的时候能够来喂养他们
As it continues,
这经文继续下去
in verse 7,
第七节
to see the naked and clothe him,
见赤身的给他衣服遮体
and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood,
顾恤自己的骨肉而不掩藏
to see the naked,
看见赤身的
Now, in our society, there's not a lot of people who actually don't have clothes.
在今日的社会呢世上没衣服穿的人不多了
But then he goes on to say in Hebrew literally from your own flesh do not disappear
那接下去呢在希伯来文里面他是这样说的不要从你自己的骨肉当中消失
Flesh here refers to your family from those who are of your bloodYour family.
那骨肉这里指的就是你的家人。
Do not disappear from the people in your family.
所以不要从你的家人当中消失不见。
That you can exist in your family every day, every night.
在你的家人当中，是的，你每一天都有存在的，都出现的。
You can even provide sustenance.
你甚至可以为他们供应他们物质上的需要。
And still be absent.
然而呢，却同时好像是缺席的。
God is wanting the people, starting with family.
所以神在这里要他的百姓从家人开始，从自己的家庭开始。
To feed and clothe the naked.
来喂养并给那个赤身的有衣服遮体。
Beginning in your own family.
是从自己的家人开始。
Now nakedness can speak of shame.
那赤身这里呢，可以代表就是羞愧、丢脸。
Because when you are naked, you are bare and to the eyes of all, and that can bring forth embarrassment.
因为当你赤身露体的时候呢，就是你在众人的面前赤身露体的，可能就让你觉得非常的尴尬。
And so the question is, what prevails in your house?
因此在你的家中是以什么为重呢
Do the words you speak, do they cause shame and embarrassment?
你口中所说的话会带给家人羞愧跟使他们尴尬吗
When we are talking to another correcting one another,
当我们彼此讲话彼此在纠正的时候
Do we correct in such a way that we cause shame and embarrassment as though making each other naked?
我们纠正他们的方法是不是让他们觉得很丢脸很羞愧好像没有穿衣服一样呢
God is asking that in a true fast we would turn to our own family
所以神在这里说当你做真实的进食的时候你要转向你的家人
and fast from our shame the words that we speak that causes shame and embarrassment
然后不要去说那些会造成我们的家人羞愧跟尴尬的话语
I have the ability to speak to another human being in such a way that makes them feel utterly naked.
是的，我的确，我的话语有这样的能力，能够对另外一个人说出让他们觉得好像自己是赤身肉体般的羞愧。
Of course, naked in a very destructive sense, not positive.
当然，这样的赤身肉体是相当具有毁灭性的，而不是一个正向的。
Interestingly,
很有趣的。
When we go back to Genesis chapter 3.
当我们回到创世 Genesis 创世纪第三章
At the end of chapter 2, man in the garden is described as being naked in the garden.
在第二章的后半段呢，我们也看见人被描述啊，就是在这个园子里面是赤身露体的
With no shame.
但是他们不觉得羞愧
And then the very next verse begins chapter 3 and we're introduced to the snake.
然后第三章开始这个蛇就进入了
It was translated as crafty
那在这里呢把它翻译成这个蛇呢非常的狡诈
In Hebrew literally says that the snake was naked
那在希伯来文里面呢它的字面的字眼啊直接的字眼是说这条蛇是赤身露体的
the destructive work of the snake in our homesis to speak to us making each other naked in his likeness.
所以这条蛇在家人当中所做破坏毁坏性的工作就是通过家人彼此所说的话语让对方觉得好像很丢脸很尴尬就像这条蛇的形象一样。
A true fast,
所以一个真实的进食
results in me choosing to not neglect my own family.
是会带来一个结果就是让我不去漠视轻忽我自己的家人
my own flesh and blood.
我自己的骨肉
and in my not neglecting them I am not speaking words that are causing them shame and guilt
所以不漠视他们代表我不会去说一些话语让他们觉得很丢脸而且很有罪恶感
then in verse 8
然后到第八节
He says that if you indeed if you cover the naked
说如果呢你遮盖这样的赤身露体
Then in verse 8 he says
然后到第八节他说
Then your light will shine forth like the dawn
这样你的光就必发现如早晨的光
In the way in which he describes this shining forth is very profound
那他描述的方式呢真的是很深奥的
The light will literally break forth
你的光呢好像 就是会突破发出。
As though the darkness has created these horrendous walls that are unbreakable.
就好像黑暗似乎营造了一堵无法攻破的墙垣。
But these acts of love and kindness break forth.
但这
splitting those walls.
但这些充满了爱跟恩慈的言行能够打破这道墙，让光突破发出。
And like the rays of dawn, your light shines forth.
就如同早晨的光，你的光也必如此发出。
Of course, this light is not the light of the sun.
当然，这里所讲的光不是太阳的光。
It's the light of day one, the light of Messiah shining within us.
这是第一天的那种光，也就是在我们里面发出的耶稣的光。
That is to be seen through love.
要通过爱而得以被看见。
And then it goes on.
然后继续下去。
Then, and your health will come forth quickly. Your healing, your health.
你的医治，你的健康要速速发明。
And your healing will sprout forth, growing very quickly.
然后你的医治要像雨后春笋那般很快的滋生。
And the glory of the Lord will go forth before you.
然后神的荣耀就在你的前面。
As your righteousness.
成为你的公义行在你的前头。
Your acts of righteousness that you will go forth as a reputation.
所以呢你的公义的行为就行在你的前面成为你的名声。
While the glory collects you up in his arms.
然后荣光在后面为你的护盾。
So this light that will break through in the darkness is the glory of God Himself.
因此在黑暗中突破的这光就是主神自己的荣耀。
Which is why the Jewish people say,
这是为什么犹太人说
that when you take hold of even the least of God's commandments,
就是当你遵守这诫命中最小的一条的时候
and you do it in love,
而且在爱中遵行
you are bringing forth the glory of God on earth.
你就能够把神的荣耀带到地上了
You are causing the light of the glory of God to shine in your family.
你能够使神的光照在你的家人中
And you are transforming the community around you through the light of God's glory.
而且通过神荣耀的光你可以转化你的社群
Simply by doing the least of God's commandments in love.
只是单单的在爱中去行使神诫命中甚至最小的一条
For all of his commandments teach us how to love one another
因为他所有的诫命都在教我们怎么样彼此相爱
The summary of all of the commandments is to love the Lord your God with your whole nefesh, your whole being
这个诫命的总纲就是怎么样用你的全人来爱主你的神
And to love your brother as yourself
然后爱你的弟兄如同爱你自己。
And so it is through the commandments of God's wisdom and love.
因此是通过神智慧与爱的诫命。
The Jewish people believe.
犹太人们相信。
That we bring forth transformation in our community.
我们能够带来整个社群的转化。
So if you have love for your family.
因此你对你的家人若有爱。
If you have love for your community,
对你社群里面的人有爱。
If you would want transformation for your nation even,
如果甚至你渴慕你的国家得以转化。
The Jewish people have testified,
犹太人他们做了这样的见证。
That when we guard God's commandments, He guards us.
当我们持守神的诫命的时候，他就保守眷顾我们。
And we become a source of blessings to all the nations.
那我们就可以成为列国的祝福
And when we don't,
但是当我们不这样去行
we become like the scum of the earth,
我们就如同这地上的粪土
in our hatred of one another.
在我们彼此的憎恶当中
For the rabbis say, why did God destroy Jerusalem?
因为拉比说为什么神要毁灭耶路撒冷呢
Because of how freely we hated one another.
因为我们真是大拉拉的彼此相厌相咬相吞
We did not feed the hungry We did not clothe the naked
我们没有去喂养那饥饿的也没有为赤身的遮体
We saw him lying on the ground and we walked by
我们看他躺在路边我们从旁边走过
And in our hatred of one another
然后我们彼此的憎恶
We destroyed ourselves
在这过程当中我们也毁了自己。
God is promising, if you take hold of my commandments,
但是神的意思是如果你持守我的诫命，
then your light will burst through the darkness,
那么你的光要从黑暗射出，
and your healing will spring forth quickly,
而你的医治也要速速发明。
And then verse 9,
然后第九节，
truly a profound verse,
真的是很深奥的一节。
Then,
那时，
you will call out to the Lord.
你就求告主。
In your prayer, you will cry out. You will call forth to God.
在祷告中，你要呼喊你的神，你要呼求你的神。
And the Lord will answer.
而主他必应允你。
The word for answer is Ya'aneh.
应允这个字希伯来文是亚尼。
And Ya'aneh refers back to the commandment given in the Day of Atonement.
那亚尼跟这个赎罪日那天所给下的诫命有关。
What God said to do to ourselves.
就是神告诉我们要对我们自己的生命给出一个回应的时候。
It's this word Ya'aneh, which means to give an answer.
用的就是同样这个应允这个字亚尼，就是给予一个回应。
Not to afflict yourself, but give an answer to yourself.
并不是要苦待自己，而是要给自己的生命一个交代。
We will call out, and God will answer with salvation.
我们会呼求，而神就要以救恩来回应我们。
Literally in verse 9, he says, I will answer with salvation.
第九节，他明明白白地说，我要用救恩来回应你。
Which is...The name of our Savior and our Messiah, Yeshua.
那这个救恩就是我们的主，我们的救赎主耶稣基督的名，因为他的希伯来文叫 Yeshua.
He will answer our cry for help with Yeshua.
他必用救恩来回应我们求助的呼喊。
And then he says,
然后他说
and I will say, I, God, will say, Hineni to you.
然后我神必对你说 Hineni, 我在这里。
Remember in the previous session, we discussed this word Hineni.
记得在上一堂课我们有讨论过 Hineni 这个字。
Where, when God calls my name, I say, here I am, before I know the task and mission.
在我知道我所要领受的任务跟使命之前，当神呼叫我，我就回答说我在这里。
Well, God is here now, verse 9 says,
而现在在第九节神说
that you will call to me, and I will say to you, Hineni, here I am.
现在是你要呼求我，而我要对你说 Hineni, 我在这里。
Before you even make your plea, God knows.
你还没有向神哀求之前，神就知道了。
Not like us.
不像我们。
We don't know what he will ask.
我们不知道他要跟我们求什么。
But even before you make your plea, he will say, "Here I am, my child."
但是在你向神求之前，他就对你说，孩子啊，我在这里。
Hineni.
Hineni.
If only you would just please stop living in such hatred.
只要你停止那彼此相憎相恨恶的生活。
Now verse 10.
现在第十节。
He continues to describe what is true righteousness.
他接着继续描述什么才是真实的公义。
What a true fast looks like.
真实的禁食是什么样子。
Before he talked about, in verse 7, he said, give your food to the hungry.
第七节他说把你的食物分给饥饿的人。
And now he's talking about, he talks about feeding the hungry once again.
他再一次又提到要喂养饥饿的人。
Only now he tells us that the only satisfaction to the hunger.
但是在这里呢他告诉我们唯一能够真实满足饥饿的
is your own life.
是你自己的生命。
Literally.
字面上就是这样说的。
You will satisfy the hunger with your nefesh.
你若用你的 nefesh, 就是你的全人来使饥饿的人得饱足。
Nefesh is translated as soul, but in Hebrew it speaks of your whole being, who you are as a living creature.
Nefesh常常被翻译成灵魂，但是在希伯来文里面的意涵是你的全人。
Which means, in our families, in our communities, we are truly starving.
意思也就是说，在我们的家庭中，我们的社群当中，真的我们是饥饿的。
Which is why we're calling out and crying out.
这是为什么我们会向神来哭求。
But our hunger is not for bread any longer.
但是这时候的饥饿不再只是面包而已。
Our hunger is for genuine relationships with one another.
这个饥饿是渴慕人际关系当中有真实的彼此相爱的关系的饥饿。
To truly be bound and connected deeply with one another.
是真正能够用慈神爱所彼此连接在一起的。
When I choose to give my nefesh.
所以当我选择将我的全人
to the hungry nefesh.
给赐予那个饥饿的人的时候
I'm giving my life as the bread to the hungry soul.
我的生命就如同面包一样去喂养那饥饿的灵魂
That is what it means to truly live in community.
这个就是真正社群同居的生活
That is what is truly worth pursuing in life.
这也是我们人生当中值得追求的目标
For it is, according to Isaiah, the only true satisfaction.
因为按照以赛亚书来说，这才是真正的满足。
For then, and only then, the glory of God resides among us.
因为只有那个时候，神的光才会居住在我们当中。
For if I'm giving my life to you,
因为如果我把我的生命给你，
you look in me, in my eyes, and what will you see?
那你在我的眼中会看见什么呢？
You will see Yeshua himself.
你就会看见耶稣他自己。
Your children will see Yeshua looking at them through your eyes.
你的儿女们会通过在你的眼神当中看见是耶稣在看着他们。
Your friend will hear Yeshua speaking through your mouth.
而你的朋友也会通过你的口听见耶稣对他们说话。
The second part of verse 10.
第十节的后半。
You will satisfy the afflicted soul.
你就能够使困苦的人得满足。
The word for afflicted is that same word that can be translated as answer.
那困苦这个字呢、也是同样、哦、那个回答回应那个字。
Which relates to the Day of Atonement.
这个再次跟赎罪日有关。
The souls in our communities are starving. And they are afflicted.
所以在我们的社群当中，这些灵魂是在受苦当中的。
And God is pleading with the community.
所以现在神在求这个社群。
Stop driving your children and your friends and your community for what is worthless in my kingdom.
不要再苦苦哦相逼去追求那些在我国度里面看来一文不值的东西。
For the only bread that can truly satisfy is the bread of life.
因为真正能够使人心满意足的是生命之粮。
For which Yeshua gave his life for our satisfaction.
所以耶稣也把他的生命给了我们，好叫我们能够满足。
And then he reiterates at the end of the verse.
然后在这一节的结尾他又再说一次
And your light will shine, will rise up in the darkness.
那么你的光就必在黑暗中兴起
And instead of deep darkness, your light will be like noon.
现在不再是幽暗了你的光要如正午的光
It is your choice.
这是你的选择
You can either remain in the deep darkness.
你可以选择留在那深沉的幽暗之中
Or you can give your life to one another.
或者把生命献给彼此
And let the glory of God make your deep darkness like noonday.
让神使这幽暗成为正午之光
And in this way,
那照这样行
He continues in verse 11.
他就继续说
Then the Lord will guide you always.
主神也必时常引导你。
He will satisfy the needs, your needs.
然后他会使你的需要得饱足。
And he will rebuild.
然后
and you will be like a well-watered garden.
那么你必像浇灌的园子。
You the community.
你这个社群。
You will be like a well-watered garden.
你们就必像一个浇灌的园子。
Well, what kind of garden is God speaking about now?
哎，这里在谈的园子是哪种园子啊？
There is truly only one garden.
事实上只有一个园子。
That is the garden of delight planted within God himself.
这个园子就是喜悦的园子，是栽种在神自己里面的。
You will be like a well-watered garden.
所以你们就像浇灌的园子。
Watered by what?
被什么浇灌呢？
Well, as we have seen, the garden of delight is watered by the river that flows from delight.
就如同我们已经知道的，这个园子是从喜悦当中涌流出来的生命河来浇灌的。
Of course, this river is Yeshua's life himself.
当然，这条生命河就是耶稣他自己。
The purpose of God is that the family and the community would be likened unto the garden of delight.
神的目的是要在这社群里面的每一家，就像这个喜悦的园子一般。
Instead of hating each other.
而不是彼此憎恶。
Instead of shaming each other.
不是让彼此羞愧，叫彼此丢脸。
Now, few people in church will purposely hate each other.
是的，在教会当中有少数的人呢，他们就是存心就是恨恶别人。
But do our words bring forth shame?
但是我们所说出来的话语会带着很大羞辱的力量吗？
Or do you come to the community of God and you are refreshed with the rivers of delight, Yeshua himself.
或者当你进到神的这个社群的时候呢，你会觉得更新了，就像主耶稣基督这条生命河浇灌过一样。
The community of God is intended to be the actual garden of delight.
所以神的这个社群，事实上神设计它就是要像那伊甸园喜悦的园子一般。
Some people ask the question, where on earth is the Garden of Eden?
很多人问说，哎，这个伊甸园大概坐落在地球的哪里啊？
Well, Isaiah's answer,
那以赛亚的回答是
is given right here.
就在这里。
It is in his people.
在他的百姓当中。
It is in Israel.
在以色列。
The people, the kingdom of God.
是神的国度，神的百姓。
And all from the nations who had joined with her.
然后所有的国度国家呢会来加入他们。
Would bear the same fruit as the olive tree.
那他们也会结出同样的果子来，就像橄榄树一样。
And therefore your communities even here in Taiwan would become a well-watered garden of delight.
Amen. 所以甚至在台湾这样的社群里面也会成为这浇灌的园子。
Bringing forth the transformation of GodTo your family, community, and nation.
把从神而来的转化带到你的家庭，带到你的社区，带到你的国家。
Lastly, in verse 12.
第十二节。
No, sorry, at the end of verse 11.
好，对不起，是十一节的结局。
Your whose waters never fail.
而且
waters never fail.
而且这个园子的水流是不绝的，泉源不绝。
We can truly depend on this spring of living water.
我们可以信靠这一条永流不绝的泉源。
It will never, never flow dry.
这条河永远不枯干。
So that in verse 12.
好，十二节。
Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins.
那么你的人，你的百姓就必修造那久已荒废之处。
And will raise up the age-old foundations.
然后要建立拆毁累代的根基。
You will be called repairer of broken walls.
你必称为补破口的。
Restorer of streets with dwelling.
和重修路径与人居住的。
Meaning the garden of delight isn't meant to just stay inside a church building.
意思也就是说，这个喜乐的园子呢，不是只要停留在教会的墙内的。
It is just a building. It's just stones.
这个只是一栋建筑物，石头的建筑物。
You the people are the kingdom of God.
但是你们这群百姓，你们就是神的国。
And the desire is that we would bring forth this restoration to the streets of our cities and our towns.
而神的渴慕是我们能够带出这样子的一个重建的生命，带到我们这个城市的街道，我们这个城市城镇当中。
By one family living in delight,
通过有只要有一个家庭能够活在企业之中
The Jewish people say they are restoring a broken world.
犹太人说只要这么一个家庭活在企业中他们就足以来修复一个破碎的世界
How do you mend a broken world?
你怎么样去修复一个破碎的世界呢
How do you restore the age-old foundation?
你怎么样去重建历代被毁坏的根基呢
And bring restoration to the broken cities of our humanity
然后把重建带到破碎的人性当中
By taking hold of the river of delight, Yeshua's life.
就是紧紧抓住生命河耶稣就是耶稣的生命这喜悦的泉源。
Live in delight with your families.
跟你的家人活在喜悦当中。
And then as families gather together in delight.
而当家人能够在喜悦中聚集的时候。
And let God make you the garden of delight.
让神使你们成为这个喜乐的园子。
And from within you will flow the river of Yeshua's life to the four corners of the earth.
然后从你里面就会流出耶稣的生命河到地的四角。
And you will be able to depend on God when you call out.
那么你可以信靠神，当你呼求他的时候。
Trusting that he will respond, Hineni.
是的，相信他会回应你说 Hineni。
To whatever dilemma that comes to your family and community.
不管有什么样的困境临到你的家庭或你的社区
The living God will say Hineni to his people.
这位活的神会回应他的百姓说我在这里
In the voice of Torah.
通过妥拉的声音
So thank you.
所以谢谢各位
Thank you for the time together.
谢谢你们这段分享的时间，也愿我们都扬起身来赞美他的名。